Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Good morning, and it's time for And They Overcame. Thank God for this day, for giving us another chance to give his name the glory that is deserved, that he deserves so richly this morning. And today, I don't have a special guest, but it's open mic day, and anyone that has a testimony for the Lord, just call in and give us your testimony. That call-in number is 858-683-1334. Again, that number is 858-683-1334. God has been good all this week to us, and we just want to thank God for being here. Want to thank God for life, health, and strength. And we're going to start with a word of prayer, prayed by my husband, Elder Albert Burns.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this one more day that you have blessed us to see. For we know that this is the day that you have made, and we declare that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because you are the God of our salvation, because you are our Father, because you are our Shepherd, we know that we have no wants, needs, or any desires that you cannot and will not fulfill. We just thank you for who you are. And we thank you, Father, because you blessed us and called us to become your sons and daughters. And we just love you right now. We thank you for this day, Lord God, a day that we have not seen before, and a day that was not even promised to us on yesterday, other than we just know that we are secure in you. It is by your love, your loving kindness, your faithfulness that we rose this morning. It is because of you, Lord God. It is because of you, Lord God, that we are just blessed the way that we are. And we just thank you, Lord God, for our health. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for our deliverance in everything, Lord God. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we pray that you bless this day. Bless this broadcast. Bless, Lord God, all that are listening in. And we thank you, Lord God, for just knowing that your promises are true, that your promises are yea and amen, and knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We just thank you, Lord God, for giving us that blessed assurance, that hope, the salvation that you promised, and we know that it's free. Lord, we are on this show today to give you the glory, to give you praise, and to give you testimonies of just how good you have been, for how you've healed us, for how you've delivered us, for how you've brought us out, for how you've blessed us. And Lord God, as the testimonies go forth, we pray that your anointing be upon them and upon those who give praise. For we know, Lord God, that you are pleased and happy when we are praising you. Lord God, as those would offer up their testimonies to the world, showing your goodness and mercy, we just ask that you continue to bless them. Bless them all the more in the name of Jesus. Let the ears of the hearers be anointed, that they will come to know you, to come to walk closer with you, and to have a relationship and close fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. And we call all these things as done know that your word is true. When you said there are two or three that are gathered together in your name, if we would just agree on what we pray for and believe in what we pray for, that it shall be done. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray your blessings upon this broadcast. Right now, we come against every spirit that is not like you. We come against every spirit that would throw confusion. We come against every spirit that would hinder. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God, we just thank you for bringing us out. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Elder Burns, or Honey, as I lovingly call you. I just wanted to share that last week, this marks a month that we have been doing this broadcast, and we have heard some powerful, powerful testimonies. And as I was looking at the stats for last week, we saw that we had 9 callers and we had 90 web listeners. And I thank God for that. I thank God that people are being encouraged by what they are hearing. And I just want to let those web listeners know you have a testimony. We all have a testimony. Call in and give your testimony for God, because we don't know who needs to hear what God has done for us, who needs to be encouraged, who needs to be strengthened and to know that God can do what he promised that he would do for us, because he loves us. And that's why we're here. We were created to praise him. You know, there's a great battle in the atmosphere with the enemy and with God, and he tries his best to steal our testimonies. He tries his best to let us keep our testimonies to ourselves so that others can't be strengthened. But in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, we're giving many promises in the Bible, but in the last book of the Bible, it says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. So we need to testify. We need to give God the glory. And those that have been encouraged by the testimonies that have been given up until this point, you have a testimony. You have something to say to God. You have something to say for God. So we're just going to give you that number again and ask you to call in to give us your testimony. 858-683-1334. Okay, we're experiencing a little difficulty, but as we endeavor to get back online, the Lord had just put something in my heart for me to say today. The testimonies that have gone forth, like I said, have been powerful, and they have been, God has been glorified by the testimonies that have been given about him. We had Evangelist Adrian that gave us the testimony telling us how God miraculously saved her from a car accident that could have taken her life. Car spun around and turned the wrong way in traffic in California. And if you've never been to California, traffic is very heavy there. But God, hallelujah. And then we heard Pastor Evangelist Tijana Logan, and she told us about how God has healed her, miraculously healed her and delivered her and given her a ministry. She was ministering before she became ill, but gave her a ministry that is so powerful. And she was one of the guest hosts for us one of the weekends, that one Saturday that we had the broadcast. And then on last week, two powerful testimonies. One from Elder Cornell Richards, where the Lord raised him from the dead. He was a dead man. And God raised him, and God gave him a business that he is now doing so well in it. And we, you may not have that testimony, but you have a testimony. And then we had Bishop Dr. Corinthus Patterson last week also, that gave us a powerful testimony about how he fell 50 feet through his ceiling, and how God miraculously didn't allow him to injure himself in the fall. Too bad he was injured, but he was not, could have been so much worse than it was, but God protected him, and God gave him the victory, and so much so that his testimony has gone forth in his doctor's office, as Cornell's testimony also. You know, God is just good. We may not have that testimony, but we have a testimony. If it's nothing more than saying, God woke me up this morning. Don't take it for granted that you woke up this morning. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't your internal alarm clock. It was God that woke you up, and he woke you up. Some of you are saying, well, why I just went to sleep? Why did God wake me up? But he woke you up because somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to hear how God paid your rent, or how God raised you up from drugs. And I have some guests that are going to be coming on in later programs that were delivered from drugs and delivered from prostitution and delivered from so many things. But right now, we are going to hear a testimony from my husband, who God has miraculously healed. We don't say it was that the doctor, we don't say it was anything that we did, but it's what God has done. And God has raised him up, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just thank God for this opportunity. And as I was listening to Minister Burns, my wife, do her introduction and admonishments, and actually right now I'm supposed to be hosting for her because she has another engagement that she really needs to get to. But because of our technical difficulties, we're kind of tag-teaming this until we can overcome the devil, and that's what we're going to do. But as I heard her begin to speak, she actually said some of the same things that God had given me to share with the broadcast on this morning, and this was probably about 2 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, this morning, that God shared that with me or revealed that to me. And we just thank God for the unity of the Spirit, because she said some of those same things. But as our theme and the name of this broadcast is, And They Overcame, and I just looked at Revelation 12 and 11, which is the theme scripture, and focused on that part that said, and they overcame him. And we know that him is Satan himself, who is the accuser of the brethren. And as I was reading through some of the things on the computer and different comments made by different ministers and just other of the saints, I ran across this. It just touched my spirit and felt like it needed to be shared with this broadcast today, that if God, and this is something that my wife has said, if God has ever made a way for you, you have a testimony. We all have been through some situations in our lives, and situations come and go, and we know that. It's called life. Life just brings things upon us. But God has a final say-so in every situation. And no matter how bad things ever seem to be, God is always there for us. That's according to his promise, and we know that his promises are true and his promises are yea and amen. And he said, lo, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So we just thank God for his faithfulness. And as I just looked deeper into that scripture and talking about how the accuser of the brethren, how that we overcame him, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And because we have overcome in some things, when we share that, those words of our testimony help us to overcome even more, and they help others to overcome. So that's why it's so important for us to share our testimony. I even look at how it's the job of the accuser. When all those tribulations and trials and situations that the devil throws at us, it's actually him accusing us before God, just as he did with Job. And see, he went to God and said, look, God, I know that Job is your boy. I know he's what you call perfect and upright, but that's because you just blessed him so much. But you let me take those blessings away from him. You let me put my hands on him. And I guarantee you, God, that he will just turn his back on him. In fact, I'll make him curse you and die. But God knew who he was dealing with. He knew his servant Job. He knew the power of Satan. And what the bottom line is, he controlled what Satan could do. And all that Satan was able to do, Job never forsook God. Our lives are like that. When Satan throws these trials and tribulations at us, and when he throws things of life at us, what he thinks is that he's going to show God that if we are stressed and pressed enough, that we will turn away from him. But just like with Job, Satan can only do so much. He can't put any more on you than you're able to stand up to. And God always sets us up, not for failure, but for victory. And the writer even let us know that there is no temptation that has come upon you, but that is common to man, and God has already in that thing. And see, God doesn't send the temptation. Satan will send the temptation. But while he knows Satan's every move, God is at the same time building, setting up a way of escape so that there is a way out. There is deliverance. And that's the God that we serve. God sets us up for victory. And I just thank God for how he has been faithful in my life. My wife was telling you how that I do have a testimony of healing, and that's not the only testimony I have. I just have blessings upon blessings upon blessings of what God has done for me. But what she was referring to is how that back in 2004, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And as that diagnosis came forth, and as I looked at the circumstances around what led to that, I realized that I had actually been dealing with that situation since probably about 2000, 2001, maybe even before that, because there were times that I went to the doctor because of just stomach issues. And in fact, this probably started around 1998 or 1999. And, they could just do nothing for me. They do the tests, and they do the upper and lower GIs. They do the endoscopies, and they just did all kinds of things. They ran tubes in me to look around in so many different ways. And I remember even being there in the Chicago area, and one time I went in and the doctor stuck the tube down the wrong way. And he apologized. I'm sorry it went the wrong way. I have to do it again. And, you know, that thing really wasn't very comfortable. In fact, it was pretty painful because they had to freeze my throat before they could do it because they knew how painful it would be. But this is kind of when it started. And then while I was in Georgia between 2000 and 2003, I went to the doctor a few times because of the stomach discomfort, and just nothing was ever done. I would be given antacids, I would be given, you know, this and that, but nothing that would solve the problem. And then when we moved to North Carolina, about early 2004, late 2003, early 2004, I had gone to the doctor, same thing. And then this time the doctor did some blood work on me and noticed that I was a little anemic, which she and I had never had that issue before in my life. And it concerned her a little bit, but again, she gave me some more antacid stuff, gas stuff, and those types of things. And I just went away. It subsided a little bit. And then maybe about 3 or 4 months later, I started having the same problems, and went back to that doctor again and said, you know, doctor, I'm having that again. And so she did some more blood work, and this time she realized that I was even more anemic than before. So concerned about where my blood was going to, she sent me to a gastro doctor. And he immediately ordered a colonoscopy, and upon that order, he found cancer in my colon. I believe he said probably about the size of a golf ball, a couple inches. He figured it had been there at least a couple of years or so. And now that, you know, I put all those pieces together, it had been there actually longer than that. But he wanted to do surgery immediately, and I wouldn't do it immediately because I knew what he was talking about was surgery and then chemotherapy, and I just, I don't know, I just had bad feelings and bad pictures about especially the chemotherapy and the radiation and those types of things. So I began to visit with, or my wife and I had become good friends, brothers and sister with a church member that we were attending at the time, and they were health ministers. And they began to coach us and counsel us on things that we could do to attack this thing with natural diet. And not only that, of course, we already had immediately gone into prayer mode, powerful prayer mode, because we just believed God for healing and deliverance. And so as we kind of thought and prayed about whether to do the surgery, the doctor was just pressing me to do it like right now, and I put him off for probably about a month or so. And then finally consented to the surgery. But by this time, we had already begun to do the things that through the leading of the Lord, the health minister had directed us to do, to change our diet, to do things that would begin the healing process. And we know that that happened because by the time I decided to do the surgery, it was just to, in my mind and in my spirit, to just move that what had been cancer out of my body. And that was the whole thing, just to get the bad out of there, because I know that God had delivered me. And so as we began to get ready to take the surgery, they, because of my anemia, they wanted me to take iron, but just through information, and I believe this health minister might be with us today, and hopefully he can share some things with us. But begin to teach us how the different things that would feed and just magnify the cancer, things like sugar. And one of the things was iron, iron, especially in iron pills that we would take. So, and that's exactly what they wanted me to do, take iron pills for a specified period of time to build up my blood so that I could go through the surgery. Well, we would not feed that cancer with any more of their medical advice, but we began to do what the Lord had guided us to hear from the health minister. And we just did lots of things like the juicing and the natural food and the foods that promote iron in our body. And when we went in for the surgery and they did the test, my iron was right up to where they needed to be. And then the doctor went in and removed 24 inches of my colon to make sure that he had everything. And I'm telling you, I went through that surgery with absolutely, I did not have a, I was in the hospital 8 days taking nothing by mouth because I still had the tube in my mouth running down my throat. And during that whole time, I suffered no pain whatsoever. The biggest pain that I had was one day I had a headache, and the nurse gave me something for that. But outside of that, there was just absolutely no pain. I came out of the hospital just fine, able to function. It was just like the Lord had done the surgery through that doctor. And I know that he had, just the removal of that bad or what the devil had placed in me. So then, this was back in 2004. And then as I've had subsequent colonoscopies, there is no cancer. As early as this past February, I took another colonoscopy, and still, 8 years later, cancer-free. So I just praise God for that. Even how that, upon the completion of the surgery, the surgeon recommended chemotherapy, and I refused that, and they just were all up in arms because it was just a necessary thing. But I let them know that my God has healed me. My God has only used you to just remove that thing out of me. We don't need chemotherapy because I've been healed and delivered. And 8 years later, I'm still testifying that I am cancer-free thanks to the healing power and the faithfulness of our God. I just know now for myself that God is a healer. I know it's not just Bible stories or myths that we have read and can't believe, but I know that God is a healer. I know that he's able, and because of that, I know now, as things come upon me, as Satan hurls other situations at me, that I don't have to succumb to what he puts on me. I don't have to be subject to every ailment that he throws my way. I just thank and praise God because of his faithfulness. I thank and praise God because he is a healer and a deliverer. And I just want to share with all those that are listening in that whatever comes upon you, look to the Lord. He is able to heal you. He is willing to heal you. If you just go to him, just like the woman with the issue of blood, just like blind Bartimaeus, just like any of those that were brought to Jesus, even let down in the roof, if you come to him, he's able, willing, and he will heal your situation. Not only your physical sickness, but whatever your situation is, whether it's financial. I can even remember the time that while we were still in Chicago and our house was being foreclosed upon, I mean, even to the point that at the end of that particular week, we were supposed to be out if we didn't want the sheriff to come and just put our stuff out on the street. But we held on to our faith in God, and just days before our move-out date, we were able to save our home. And it had nothing to do with us raising the kind of money that was said we needed, but God just intervened, and the papers were rewritten, and without any additional money, we were able to save our home. And we stayed in that home until we finally moved to Georgia when the Lord moved us. So that's the faithfulness of God. No matter what your situation is, God is able to bring you out. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for that. And I thank God for that. And I hope that someone is encouraged by what they are hearing today. And we have more testimonies. And we are going to open up the mic for others to testify. So as I look down our list, I see some additional callers here. I see a caller that is 619-3875. And caller, I'm going to put you on the air now and just greet us. Let us know who you are, how you came about this broadcast, and share your testimony with us if you have that. Okay, caller, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Elder Burns. Good morning, good
praise
morning.
Praise the Lord, sir. Praise the Lord.
This is Elder Thomas Merritt out of North Carolina, Chapel Hill here. Oh, praise the Lord for the testimony. God is good. God is so good. So truly, he is good. And I just thank God for this day that he has made. And it's a day that he has brought us to. He has brought us through many days, and he has given us the testimonies to give and to share with others, to strengthen others in the time of weakness, to strengthen others in the time of going through. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we would not stay there. He tells us we'll walk through it. We'll go through it. So we're not going to allow fear to encroach upon us or set in, but we're going to trust God. And as your testimony of health and things like that, God has given us his word. And in his word is everything that we need. And healing is in his word. He sent his word to heal us. And as we begin to look in his word, we see in the beginning of Genesis, he talks about the vegetables, the green foods, the things of that nature, the seed-bearing plants, those things. And as you were discussing the cancer, the challenge, we don't claim anything, we just call them a challenge. As you were discussing that, it reminds us of why my wife and I became health ministers. And one of the things was that it was a testimony for myself also going through a disease called ankylosing spondylitis, which was a fusion of the spine, and also Guillain-Barré, which is a virus that attacks the nervous system. and actually shuts down your body, or actually destroys you, or actually will take you out. And so, but one thing was for sure, that God had given us something to do in this world, and we needed to fulfill that destiny. And in order to do that, we had to be in health. And so one of the things that came to us, we need to look at what causes the circumstances and situations of our bodies. And so as we begin to research and begin to look for different things to find out why and what caused all these things, we know the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And but if we allow him to put something in our mind and we live on that thought, or we're going to die, or I'm sick, those things like that. When we allow those words to begin to leach out of our mouths or root in our hearts, we definitely would be in a mode of sickness and disease. And so when we begin to change what we said and we begin to look at the things we were putting in our bodies, see, we are what we eat. We are exactly what we eat. And so some of the things we had to change were the foods, the fats, and the toxins and the poisons that we were adding into our diet. And as we began to look at those, we found a ministry called Hallelujah Acres. And in that ministry, they talk about all the different poisons and toxins and the different foods and medicines and things like that that destroy the body. And God sent his son, Jesus, to be the healer. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. And one thing we began to do is to call upon him. And as we began to call upon Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, we began to see things begin to change. He began to bring revelation. He began to bring teachings. He began to bring information unto us. And we began to read and to study the information that we were gathering. And we began to see the results of those that were using the information that we had gathered, and we began to just have a heart for people with sickness and disease, with cancers and things of that nature. And as we began to see the results that they were receiving just by changing their diets, just by eating raw and natural foods, and eliminating chemical foods and things like that, chemical-based foods, healing began to take place. Removing the toxin, removing the poisons from the system, allowing the body to heal itself. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, the Spirit of the Lord resides on the inside of us. The love of Jesus, who gave his life for us, by his stripes we were healed. So when we come through those challenges and we begin to see things that causes fear, we do not receive the fear. We reject the fear. We reject it. We will not receive fear, but we will trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We will trust in his word with all our hearts. We will call upon him. Even at times when we find out that we have a health challenge, something that has come against us, let not fear run us to the doctor first, but let us call on Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Let us begin to pray and seek his face, and ask him to guide us, ask him to lead us, and not just try to do things just because the fear has come upon us or just because the pressure from the doctors are there. Doctors are good and helpful, but Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that healeth thee. He is the one that created us, and he knows everything about us. So I just want to share with you, first of all, call upon the Lord Jehovah. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, begin to pray and seek his face and ask him, what does he desire for you to do? What should you do? And he will begin to bring you the information. He will begin to put it in your pathway, those things that will help restore your body. God bless you. God bless you. I just thank God for being able to be here this morning, because as we go through health challenges and things like that, if we don't give up, but we continue to stand and trust the Lord and believe in his word, spend time in his word, develop that loving relationship of a father to a son, a father to a daughter, as we spend time with him, he will begin to reveal his heart He would begin to reveal his desire for our lives. And he would begin to operate and work in our lives that we, hallelujah, owe no man but to love him. And that we began to receive him with our whole heart, receive Jesus in our lives with our whole heart, and do the things that he's asked us to do. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, feed my sheep. So as we feed his sheep by sharing our testimony, we feed his sheep by sharing the love of Jesus. We feed his sheep by helping them in the circumstances of the situations that they find themselves in, to encourage them to trust in God, encourage them to believe and to pray, and believe in prayer, and begin to seek his face. Seek him, seek him, seek him with your whole heart, and he will be found. The trials and tribulations that we go through will be just a test of time or a testimony to glorify him and to magnify him. As we receive the testimonies of our healing, as we receive the testimonies of our deliverance, as we receive the testimonies of our freedom from debt, our freedom from circumstances and situations, we give God the glory. And don't worry about what situation you're in or where you're at. Just give God the glory. Don't try to be politically correct. Just give God the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Amen. Thank you, Elder Burns. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Dr. Merritt. We certainly appreciate those words that are words of life and words to just help us to live better, because we know that God wants us healthy. And we know that he has given all the knowledge and science of that man has and comes from God. We haven't discovered anything new, or we haven't created anything new, not even the doctors, but all that knowledge is from God, and all those natural things that we can do for our bodies, they were created by God. They were not created in a chemical plant. They were not created in the biotechnical laboratory, but they were created by God, and we're just thankful that he is that concerned about us to give us all that we need to be able to just live a good life, a good long life, because of his faith. And Dr. Merritt, we just thank you because of brothers and sisters in the kingdom like you that are just always so willing to share your knowledge, and ultimately just sharing the love of God. If ever any of you ever have an opportunity to meet the Merritts, they are just some of God's most precious people, certainly a brother and a friend. The Bible says, you know, if a man would have friends, he would have to be friendly, and there is not a more friendly person and my brother, Brother Thomas Merritt. And we just thank you for being on our show this morning and just look forward to hearing more and more from you. We're just going to ask you to always be prepared to just come and give us and maybe probably even structure some time for you to just share in a systematic way some things that will help us to live.
Yeah.
All right?
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. The Lord and God bless you. We have another caller on the line, 209 area code. And we're going to ask you to just greet us and tell us your who you are and how you came about this broadcast and give us a testimony. Area code 209, and the last four are 8735. Are you there?
Praise the Lord, Elder Burns. This is Sister Benoit. How are you this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you? I'm so glad to have you gracing us this morning. I know that you have great things going on there, and I asked my wife if you're going to be with us. She said, well, you know, she's got her thing going on, so I thought I was on my own, but we're never alone in Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. I just woke up out of the broadcast is in my heart. I tell you, God is blessing. He is moving. And thank God for the wonderful testimony from Dr. Mayer, I believe. God bless you. Truly, it's been a blessing. You know, when something is a part of you, you can't help but respond. So this is a part of me. This is my life, you know. We have a bloodline through the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for our listeners. Thank God for the participants that call in and participate on this broadcast. Truly, it's been a blessing. On tomorrow, December 9th, we will be celebrating and commemorating 1 year anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. So God is just moving. We have been able to impact over 13,000 souls on this radio broadcast. So I just thank God for Minister Billy Burns and also Elder Burns and the love that they have in their hearts for one another. Our theme for this True Fellowship Conference 2012 is Let Brotherly Love Continue. And we're just trying to do the work that God has given us to do. And I tell you, it's a joy. It's a joy when you have a passion and a love for the things of God. It's not grievous when you are doing what He has assigned you to do. So I just thank God and give Him all the glory and all the praise and thank God for what He's doing in your lives, and I'm just excited. I'm a little hoarse, but I'll get through this weekend. We have a luncheon and also some seminars on this morning, and we're going to pay tribute to those that have listened and have been a part of this broadcast. So I'd like to encourage our listeners to email us at newdestiny54@yahoo.com, and we do have a certificate of appreciation if you would send us your email address to let you know how very much we appreciate you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you, Elder Burns. Love you much.
All right, Evangelist Bernard, if you could just give us a little information about your ministry as well, and so that everyone will know how to tune into your ministry as well, the New Destiny Ministry.
Amen, amen. We're on the radio broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday mornings, we're on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for about 30 minutes of early morning prayer. So you can tune in Monday through Sunday, and someone is here on the line teaching and preaching the gospel. So we just thank God for what He's doing. Again, we're in a True Fellowship Conference this weekend in the city of Stockton, California. And we're hosting this conference at Dr. Kenneth Burford's church at 2281 East Main Street in Stockton, California. So we look forward to those of you that live in the Southern California area and even the Northern California area to come out and participate in this wonderful conference on this weekend. We have Dr. Winston Singleton of Los Angeles, California. We have Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Elk Grove, California, and Dr. Kenneth Burford where we're hosting this event at. So we just love the Lord and thank God for you all and all that God is doing in the lives of his people. God bless you.
All right, thank you, Evangelist Bernard. And we just thank God for Evangelist Bernard, who has actually, this broadcast is under her ministry. And we just thank God for what God is doing in her, through her, and in this nation, because we know that her voice and her ministry is going out nationwide, if not worldwide. And I've had an occasion or a few occasions to be a part of that ministry, and I'm looking forward to those times when I will continue to be a part of that ministry. And just also really looking forward to that time that we can just be in fellowship with you, whether they are in California, here in North Carolina, or wherever, we would be able to meet up. Because we are longtime friends, brothers and sisters, and we just thank God for her. And we just want everyone to be encouraged, and I thank everyone that has been a part of this broadcast today, those who have called in and listened in by telephone, those who have come in through the internet and listened in. We just pray and trust that your souls have been encouraged, because that's the whole point of our broadcast, is to encourage someone to know and rest assured that there is absolutely no problem that God cannot solve. There is no situation that he will not bring you out of. As I had mentioned before, we know that all of these situations and tribulations are at the hand of Satan, who the devil, who is the accuser of the brethren. And just like he did with Job, he's just trying to accuse us before God that we will turn from him if he can turn the pressure up on us high enough. But again, as the Bible said, there is no temptation that has taken any man that is not common to man. And with that temptation, God has made a way of escape. So while Satan is devising his plan and his schemes and his attacks on you, God is also busy, even beforehand, devising and developing that way of escape, that deliverance for you. And we just thank God for that. And that's why we know that, as the Bible said in our theme scripture, Revelation 12 and 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. In other words, Jesus already paid the price on Calvary's tree for us, and also the word of their testimony. So this today is our opportunity to send out testimonies throughout the world, letting everybody know that God is faithful, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And we just thank God for that. And as we look, we see we have another 209 area code caller that has joined us. And we just welcome you to the broadcast. I think you were maybe here before and had to step away. And glad to see you back. And we'd just like for you to identify yourself. And if you have a testimony, we're doing open mic today for all those who have testimonies. And this is last four numbers of 9628. You are now on the air.
Bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is another day. Another day that God has made. And what are we going to do about it? God made this day for us. So what should we do about it? That he has provided this day, that he has created a brand new day. The other yesterday is gone, done and gone, but this day is a new day. I tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to continue to keep doing it. Praise the name of the Lord in it. Give thanksgiving in it. Read rejoice, magnify, and keep on loving him in it. Amen. Amen. Giving it to the Lord God. Woo, give it to him, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the God of my salvation, the God of creation, and the God of every nation. Oh, praise his wonderful name. He is good and wonderful to be praised. I am Evangelist Williams, and I am a very dear sister and co-laborer of Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And it is a privilege. It is a pleasure. With that, David said, behold how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. We're talking about oneness in the singleness of the heart. Amen. And that's what I'm doing, fellowship, praising the Lord God with the brethren. And I praise God for you, Elder Billy Bird. I got word from our own Evangelist Bernard that you will be speaking and hosting this morning. And I want you to forgive me because I announced you as this woman of God. Tune in tomorrow morning because I was on yesterday. I was hosting on yesterday. And when I announced you, Elder, I want you to know I made a little slight error that I'm thinking this is a woman of God, but we want to get that. We want to get that corrected right now. I know now for sure you are not that. You are truly that man of God. And I enjoyed what I heard earlier. When I was on the line, I enjoyed those inspiring, beautiful, encouraging words, and also from the doctor. And I thought to myself, hey, nothing like getting your vitamins first thing in the morning. And as he was speaking on health, I was thinking of the vitamin, not the vitamin, the vitamin, giving us the vitamin of God's word this morning. And I just praise God for that. Everybody ain't trying to tune in to the Lord this morning. We got people all over sleeping in and slumbering. But it is a great privilege, and it's a pleasure and an honor to wake up with your mind on the Lord, clothed in your right mind, to wake up to the might of God's word. Amen, amen. And truly, we all this week, we've been speaking on Evangelist Bernard had the topic, Let Brotherly Love Continue. We're in our second annual conference this weekend. It started last night, speaking on true fellowship. True fellowship. Letting brotherly love continue. Well, you know, I hear the soul, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that Jesus shed from day to day, it will never, ever, never, 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 never lose its power. And when you look at and hear those words. Just really open up and hear those words. The blood that he shed. That blood is his love. God shed his love for us. We don't supposed to be here. But God sent his son for us. Commended his love. He was hung up for our anger. He hung up for our anger. True fellowship and letting brotherly love continue is to do the same thing. He died for us. We are to die daily, mortify our members, and die, kill it. Kill that old, ugly, nasty, stinking, thinking flesh of hate and not wanting to love. But we're supposed to die for our brothers and sisters. That's right. We're supposed to die daily for our brothers and sisters. We're supposed to let that love, like God shed his love for us. We're supposed to do the same thing. God's children, we are to die the same way for our sisters and our brothers. We ain't supposed to be harboring nothing. Ain't nothing there. We're supposed to have none of these dirty, stinking, thinking, evil. Evil, that's evil. Activities going on. We are to die and love. Die. Kill that flesh. Kill it. Mortify it. That's right. And love. Connect. Connect to the love of God. And love your brother from the beginning, whatever it is about it. Don't disconnect. Don't disconnect yourself from the love of God. And those who have not connect yourself. Get a hold of this love. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing. The Lord God will love you like no man. No woman ever loved you. He can love you good. Oh, yeah. See, man's love ain't like God's love. Some of this so-called love that man say they have for you. They cheat on you, steal, lie, rob. But God's love is pure, divine, unconditional. So, yeah. Praise the Lord. Let brotherly love continue. If you have the love of God, keep it flowing. Like that blood that he shed on Calvary. It flows from day to day, from the highest mountain to the lowest to the valley. That's the way God wants us to love, the same way, the same love he has for us. We're supposed to do the thing. Go right on the flow. Stay in the flow of God's love. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for this little space here. I appreciate that this morning. God bless you, Elder Byrd. From North Carolina. Bless you, man of God.
Amen. And thank you for those words. And correct me, was that Williams, Evangelist Williams?
Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had your name right. And actually, you didn't make an error. It is my wife that hosts this program, Evangelist Billy Burns, or Minister Billy Burns. And she actually has another engagement, and I'm filling in for her this morning. So,
praise the Lord.
So when you guys tune in again next Saturday, you should hear the voice of my better half.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
It's her inspiration of this show. Amen. We're just glad to have you this morning. Look forward to having you with us more, and we just thank God for every caller that has been a part of this show and every listener that has listened in to this show, however you listened in, and we just thank God for all the words of encouragement and testimonies and everything that has come forth, and that's what this show is about, just praising God. Giving our testimonies. We know that, as my wife has stated, in a lot of churches now in this new millennium, we don't have the same types of services that we used to have. And God knows, and in some cases we just can't. But one thing that we don't have a lot of is the testimonies going forth. And the testimonies need to go forth among the saints. Because as the saints go through, we need to encourage one another. The Bible lets us know that we need to be comforting one another, that we need to be encouraging one another, and yes, sometimes we even have to encourage ourselves. And that's what the word of our testimonies will do. They will help us to overcome. They will cause us to overcome. And that scripture. And we just thank God for that. And we thank God again for this time. And we want to just remind everyone that you can always check the archives for any shows that were missed. If you want to share some of these or if you came in late and want to hear what went forth before, just go into Blog Talk Radio and look under New Destiny Ministries and just go into the archives and you can pick this date and hear what has transpired. And we just thank God again for everyone. And we're going to close out with prayer, praying for each other and praying for the conference that is going forth with our master host, and that is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Let us all pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship, this time of sharing, this time of hearing your word, this time of hearing the praises that have gone forth in your name. We come to know you through the words of our testimony as our healer, as our deliverer, as our savior, as our peace, as our joy, as our everything, as our all in all, everything that we need, we know that it's in you, and we just thank you for it. Father, we just want to take this time to praise you. There's so many things that we know and you know that we need, and so many things that we can ask for. The only thing, Lord God, we are going to ask for at this moment in this prayer is that you just hear and receive our praises of your great name and be glorified, because to you be all glory and power and majesty in the name of Jesus. You are faithful, and we thank you for your faithfulness. You are a healer, and we thank you for healing. You are a deliverer, and we thank you for the deliverance that we will walk in, that we have walked in, and that even on tomorrow and Monday and the days that follow, the deliverance that you have already set in place for us before the situation even arises. We just thank you for it. And, Father, we do ask that you just let your glory be manifest in the meeting that is going on this weekend, Lord God. Bless the conference. Bless it right now in the name of Jesus. Every speaker, let their words that will be spoken and that have been spoken just resonate in the souls and the spirits of those listeners, that they will be empowered to do greater works, to do better things, to be stronger and closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we hold up our host, Minister Burns, and we hold up our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, and we just pray, Lord God, that you ever encourage them, ever into them with wisdom and the insight and the vision of what you have for these ministries. In the name of Jesus, bless every listener, Lord God, to walk away from this place knowing that they have heard from the Lord and that the words of God are true and that they are power and life, and we love you. Lord God, work salvation through us to all whose souls we would touch, that we will be a light and a witness, drawing some to Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.